This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Christopher Nolan's going to join us. Movie out called The Odyssey. Based on the video console from the 1970s. It's all about Pong.
My dad had an Odyssey system. I love that thing from Magnavox. But no, Christopher Nolan, who is this... He might be my favorite director. I mean, he's definitely top three. He is just... Everything he touches is amazing. And I have not yet seen The Odyssey, but... I was very interested in the interview. He's the kind of person, like, I would listen to him just because he's such a fascinating, creative guy. You know, Inception, The Dark Knight series, Oppenheimer, you know, I mean, Memento. Goodness, these amazingly complicated and interesting films that are just all fantastic. Anyway, he was on with Jon Stewart on Monday, and I thought some of the comments they had about The Odyssey, which is getting some negative attention for maybe legitimate reasons, you know, based on casting choices. Some of that has actually turned out not to be true. For example, the casting of Elliot Page was not Achilles, but is some, like, tangential character. Anyway, but I thought their conversation about art and about particularly making a movie that, like Batman, has such a deep, long history and well-informed fan base. I mean, any of you who've ever read, you know, your Homer or studied mythology, this is like material that is familiar to us, that we care about, just like people cared about Batman.
When you do something like this, that so many people feel a sense of ownership over.
Yeah, yeah.
Or did the experience with things like Batman already kind of inure you to
Hugely.
That experience?
Not inure. It taught you what's at the base of it. You know, when you take on the character of Batman, as mm-hmm. we did in the Dark Knight trilogy, you were dealing with, at that time, 75 years of history with a beloved character who'd been worked on by these incredible writers and artists. And what we learned in that experience is, if we made the best film we possibly could, if we put as strong an interpretation on the character as we could, mm-hmm. the fans felt the respect and the love for the source material, even if we weren't doing exactly what they would have done. That was what was important, was to respect the material. And I think the same applies very much to Homer.
I love that he reframed it from inure, which means to, you know, put up with, be hardened against, calloused against, like you get used to people criticizing you and to kind of put up your defense. He's like, no, we embrace that. That's a good thing because we want to become fans. We want to satisfy the fans in what we make.
That is a very interesting take because I would imagine it's easy to approach it with almost a sense of defensiveness, which mm-hmm. I've seen in those kinds of films where they say, well, these people, it's a toxic fandom and they won't. But that's a very different mindset, which is, I want to make sure that I've honored this material in the right way and that should resonate with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we found at every stage with those movies. People have very strong feelings about the characters. They're interested. Right. And that's a huge advantage for a filmmaker. I mean, the fact that people have been fascinated by the Odyssey for 3,000 years, the fact that people, you know, care about a film coming out, you know, that's a huge advantage. It means we've got people's attention, and now we have to show them something that feels worthwhile, that feels like it does justice to this incredible story.
Yes, which is such a different approach from feeling like you got to battle against the fans or whatever.
You said something interesting. You said, you know, it's this nonlinear story, and it has so many narrators, and you don't know who's reliable and who is not reliable. Is that something you have to decide as you go in? Do you think to yourself, well, Telemachus, he's reliable, or Penelope is, or even Odysseus, are there moments where you think, did this even happen to him? Is this just his mind trying to erase the pain of what he went through in Troy?
Well, we're going deep now.
Go deep, baby!
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. I will never get a chance to get high with you in a dorm room. So this is it, baby. This is all we got.
As far as you know.
Really, I'm telling you, This is a poignant work.
Yeah.
It really speaks to the moment we're in and everything.
No, I love the nature of the question. I'm just trying to think of how to answer it for people who haven't seen the movie, and I don't want to...
Which is right. He's not trying to give away anything in the movie.
Well, I never like to define the experience
for
the audience. So for me, there are ambiguities.
Yes.
There are questions. There are layers in which things can work. But the answer to the first part of your question, and this has always been the case for me with my work, is I have to know the answer. I have to know what I believe the answer to be.
Okay.
And then otherwise, the ambiguities won't be productive.
There'll
be a sort of non-answer, as opposed to if you look at the ending of Inception, for example.
Right.
The spinning top and the, people often will ask me,
was it?
Well, exactly.
And when you approach it, though, in your mind, you know the answer.
Yes.
But that's not something that you put out there because that changes the experience for the viewer.
Yeah, and I love that, but he's talking about whether you answer those ambiguities. He's saying, I need to know the answer to the movie. Like, I need to know what the movie's truth is, but I don't necessarily tell you which version of it to believe in. That's part of what makes the movies interesting, part of what makes them ambiguous, like the spinning top at the end of Inception. Did it fall? Did it not fall? What's the truth of all that? Even in something like Memento, which he said was a great learning opportunity. If you have not seen Memento, it is a fantastic movie. It'll take you a minute to understand what's going on and maybe three or four watchings too, but it's a great movie. But he learned a lesson in that movie after his brother, who had written it apparently, explained to him how he should handle questions about it. I'll tell you that in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Little John Big and Tall Men's Fashion on Davis Highway. Taking a look at Casino Beach right now. That parking lot is full. Fort Pickens Road along Pensacola Beach, seeing quite a bit of congestion right now. Via De Luna in front of the Flounders Chowder House. That area, northbound and southbound, seeing quite a bit of congestion as well. US 98 flowing smooth through Gulf Breeze. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the interview that Chris Nolan did, the filmmaker, great filmmaker, Oppenheimer, Dark Knight series, Tenet, Inception, Memento, and now The Odyssey, the interpretation of Homer's classic, 3,000-year-old script, right? Anyway, he had an interesting experience with Memento when it first came out, because it's a complicated movie. It is a complex movie, and people can get lost in it. And what is the real truth of it? And he says...
First time I ever took a film, really out there and did a bunch of interviews on it was Memento.
Right.
And that's a film that I wrote based on a short story that my brother had written. And he came with us to the Venice Film Festival, which is where we premiered it. And right afterwards, I was asked a bunch of questions, and they asked me about the ambiguity at the end.
Right.
And I said, well, it's meant to be up to you, but I think it's this, this, this. And he took me aside, and he's like, nobody heard the first part where they said it's meant to be up to you. All they hear is what you say. Your interpretation trumps everything. You can never do that again. And he was right, and I never have since then, because...
Okay, I'm just going to cross out my McConaughey in the library Interstellar question. Son of a...
All the questions I want to ask, I know you won't answer. And that, listen, this interview to me, it had so many elements that I thought were usefully productive for making you think about the world. And one is, people who write a book, people who create a movie, people who create a work of art, I am 100% in agreement with Chris Nolan that the art should speak for itself. You should not comment on it after. If watchers, viewers, consumers want to comment, it's fine. Of course, that's our job. But the artist should make the art. I mean, if you make the art ambiguous, let it stay ambiguous. If you make the art particular, let it be particular. If people misunderstand it, well, that's your fault. If people understand it in a way, I love that he's willing to say, look, I would be robbing you of the experience of the thing I made if I come in after the fact and say, by the way, here's the cheat notes. I love that he respects his own work that much. Now, from the creative perspective, this was also fascinating to me. Do you work on several projects at once or do you work on one only at a time?
Do you find yourself, because it feels like the type of project that's so literally immersive, do you have to complete a work before you begin to do those diagrams and sketches of other work? Or do you find yourself in certain phases of it beginning to plant seeds in other areas that you'll revisit?
No, I very specifically do one thing at a time. Once I burrow in on a project, I nothing else exists. I mean, family, just about. You know, it's one of the responsibilities, but one of the great thrills of my job is you get to sort of live in a world for a couple of years, and I devote myself to that fully. And for me, that's never finished. Really, until the film goes out to the audience. The audience finishes the movie. They tell us what it is that we did. And so we're right now, you know, a few days away, and it's a terrifying time.
The audience tells us what we did, and it's terrifying. This is one of the best filmmakers in all of history, and he says it's terrifying, that moment between you've created the thing, you've focus group tested it, and now it's going out to thousands of theaters, and they're going to tell you whether you actually made what you think you made. I have just so much more respect for him having listened to all of this. And one last piece from him.
Is that so? Do you feel a little bit of the jitters from that? Or do you think you've got a pretty good idea of where you think it'll land for people? Have you seen it enough with people?
I've seen it enough with people. We screen it as we go to guinea pigs, you know.
Sure. By the way, also in the movie. Odysseus fights guinea pig. He's changed some things around.
So you have an idea of how the movie's playing for an audience, but the truth is there's nothing like going out into the world for thousands and thousands of screens all over the world, you know, over one weekend. I mean, that's a very different thing, and it never gets any easier, and it's absolutely terrifying.
Again, I always think it's so fascinating how creators, artists, speakers, you know, everybody handles stress and anxiety a little bit differently. People sometimes ask me, do you get nervous going on the radio? No, I'm so used to it. But what I do find interesting is I never take for granted that the show is working or that people are enjoying it. And that's why I was like checking with people and asking them. And literally when people say, I love your show, it's like every time I hear that, it's almost a little bit surprising, like, oh, that's great. And I love hearing from people what they like and what they don't like. That's fine, too. You can always text me about it. But I just, you know, sometimes it's interesting to pay attention to creators and artists and listen to what they do and how they think and how it might relate to you in your own life and the things that you do and, you know, how you interpret even your own productive work. You may not be making blockbuster movies or massively complicated, critically acclaimed movies, but, you know, in whatever you do, I'm sure some of these things are true as well. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, Blue Angels Weekend. Enjoy the show. Be smart. Put on your sunscreen. Take lots of water. Be patient. All the things that you know. It's going to be a long, hot day both days. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. About 300 on the lot at any moment. 150 turnover every month, so half the inventory changes, which means if they don't have it today, they might have it next week. And, you know, if they don't have exactly what you want, go there and look and see. And be open to the possibility that you might find something you weren't exactly expecting that will make you happier than what you thought you would want. Test drive 4 or 5 cars. Even test drive something that's outside your range. No problem. You know, like you're going to buy a pickup. Well, I don't know. Test drive a minivan. Why would I want a minivan? Drive one. Maybe you'll be converted. I don't know. Maybe you'll hate it. Either way, you know, you got an experience. You either learned something that you didn't know you'd like, or you learned, nope, that's why I don't want one. That's fine. But if you find what you want, you can buy it. They're going to be great prices. They're going to warranty everything they sell to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They're going to sell things that are a couple years young, 10 or 20, maybe 30,000 miles. But if they don't have exactly what you want, send them looking. They go shopping for people all the time for cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed. You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Finding a roofing company is sort of like looking for a car wash. They're everywhere. Finding the right one? Well, that's easy. Just call FFS Roofing and Construction, a roofing company that's locally owned and operated that specializes in shingle roofs, metal roofs, TPO roofs, and so much more. They've been helping build Northwest Florida for over 20 years. So if you need a new roof, a re-roof, or roof repairs, save your time and money. Call FFS Roofing and Construction, 850-857-8799.
It's time to love where you work and who you work with. Hi, I'm Melissa with Express Employment Professionals, and we are ready to help. Whether you're searching for a better job or your business just needs dependable employees, every day we're connecting hardworking people with great local companies across Escambia and Santa Rosa County. From skilled trades and industrial jobs to office and professional placements, we're here to help you take the next step. Stop by our Pensacola office or visit us online at expresspensacola.com. Express Employment Professionals, helping people, helping businesses.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As Pensacolians, patriotism isn't just something we celebrate. It's who we are. From generations of service members and their families, to Naval Air Station Pensacola, to the Blue Angels, we proudly honor those who defend our freedom. This weekend, we're here together at the Pensacola Beach Air Show for an unforgettable celebration of precision, pride, and the patriotic spirit of America. I'm D.C. Reeves, and I'm proud to be your mayor.
Paid for and approved by D.C. Reeves for mayor.
Going to see the Blue Angels? Bring your radio or download our app to hear all the narration beginning today at 2 and tomorrow at 11 on News Radio 92.3.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Good morning, 7:26 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ has traffic on the fives on Blue Angels Weekend.
Blue Angels traffic is brought to you by A1 Small Engines, your steel equipment provider, and Pace and Highway 29 in Cantonment. Casino Beach parking lot is full. That means people are looking elsewhere for parking. Fort Pickens Road is seeing quite a bit of congestion right now all the way down to the Holiday Inn. Via DeLuna, running heavy both directions from Fort Pickens Road all the way to Avenida 10. 3 Mile Bridge is looking good. US 98 through Gulf Breeze flowing smooth. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The governor of Kentucky says that Senator Mitch McConnell needs to show the voters that he can still lead. The 84-year-old's been in the hospital now since June and hasn't cast a vote in a little over a month. Governor Andy Beshear yesterday saying people need proof that McConnell is still capable of doing his job. More than 100 million people in the U.S. are dealing with potentially unhealthy air as smoke from the Canadian wildfires is blanketing large parts of the country. At least 17 states facing health advisories due to the smoke, and that ranges from the Midwest all the way to the Mid-Atlantic. And Andrew, today is National Lottery Day, the day of recognition, celebrating the contributions that nationwide lotteries have made to communities over the years. Actually, a lot of lotteries fund education and government programs.
Or critics would say they displace funding from the general fund and just don't decrease government revenue whatsoever. And they're a great way to put a tax on people who aren't good at math. But that's what some would say. I mean, not me, obviously.
Some. Yeah,
I mean,
it's obviously all perspective.
I wouldn't be a killjoy like that. David, thanks so much for the update. We did get a piece of information yesterday from Chief Eric Winstrom after we talked with Mike Wood, who had told us about that a warrant service in Oakwood Terrace, Truman Arms, where the suspect had fired several shots after they let his daughter and his girlfriend, I think, was who came out of the building, fired several shots, apparently taking his own life. I'm still not quite clear on how that's possible, but, you know, we have some theories anyway. But we learned who he was in connection to the young man who had gotten killed in that gunfight. Or that, you know, gun incident early on Sunday morning, the 5th.
I don't think this is going to bring any comfort to PJ's family because it seems like PJ and Trayvon were longtime friends. This was likely he was not the intended target of the bullets that were fired by Trayvon, and likely he was thinking that he was responding to the initial shots. But so it's the story's coming together. But it's not a happy story at all. A very, very sad story.
Which sort of tracks with what I thought I had seen on the surveillance video that had been released, that maybe the first shot, which Mike Wood says they now believe missed, and then it was return fire, and the person who took his own life yesterday during the warrant service shot several times back, I think. Okay, I'm piecing all this together, as you see on the video, several shots from somebody who's kind of on the ground. And that in the process of returning fire may have shot his own friend and killed him. And then, so it's just the whole thing. And you know, long-standing existing disputes or bad blood between them or however you want to call it. It's all terrible all around. But it's just, you know, it's a tragedy. It's criminal. It's tragic. It's sad. It's horrifying. It's not good all the way around. Although PPD does say that they are almost completed with their investigation.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. expanding the air campaign against Iran.
The targeting of roads, bridges, and bases around the port city of Bandar Abbas is significant because it cuts off Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps supply routes, essentially isolating them. Bandar Abbas is key to controlling the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, Iran retaliated with attacks on U.S. allied countries across the region. Catastrophic flash flooding in Texas killed at least two people, with states of emergency declared across 59 counties.
Over 2 feet of rain has fallen and inundated rivers, streams, and creeks from across the region. Uvalde yesterday, we woke up to just apocalyptic scenes as water rushing through all of the main roads in that town.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. Andy Burnham officially declared the leader of Britain's Labour Party. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 on this Friday morning. Should be a beautiful day for the Red, White, and Blues Air Show on Pensacola Beach. Casino Beach parking lot is already full. A lot of traffic out there on the beach as people are looking for free parking spaces. So we will check in with PJ and get our traffic on the fives in about 3 minutes here. First, taking a look at a few of our news headlines. Florida authorities are searching for a woman that's wanted in connection with the death of a man whose remains were found in a shallow grave in Walton County. Police say 38-year-old Isabel Rose Johnson has ties to Walton and Okaloosa counties and could be traveling through Georgia or Alabama. Johnson is considered dangerous and could be using an alias or potentially changing her appearance. They do have a reward out for information leading to her arrest. Well, cutting down one of Pensacola's oldest live oak trees could soon come with a bigger price tag. Mayor D.C. Reeves this week said a proposed update to the city's tree ordinance would add a $1,000 application fee for removing live oaks that are 40 inches or larger.
We have to ensure that if someone's making a decision to cut down one of these precious trees that make our city special. It's the parks we go to. It's Seville Square. It's some of our historic neighborhoods. Lots of our neighborhoods have amazing tree canopy, especially with these oak trees. I think that's where we all feel the pain, the significant ratio of pain, right? Of we don't want to see these taken down. We want to make sure that if they are taken down, it's done thoughtfully and it's done by need.
And Mayor Reeves says the proposed changes would also include replanting requirements. The proposal is co-sponsored with City Councilman Jared Moore. It could come to the City Council as soon as next month. Well, voting's complete for the new playground coming to Dunwoody Park in Pensacola. The winning design has an Old West theme. The city said they're planning to have a purchase order in place next month. Installation for that new playground would be scheduled for fall of this year. The project is part of the city's Direction 25 initiative. Reported cases of cyclopariasis have nearly doubled across the state this month. State health data shows cases increased from 50 to 96 in 1 week, including 14 in the Tampa Bay area. The infection's caused by a parasite found in contaminated food or water and can cause severe explosive diarrhea, stomach cramps, and fatigue. And this is the incident that's being investigated as potentially being caused by bad lettuce supplied to Taco Bell locations. Well, it is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Again, we've got a very, very nice start to our Friday morning here. The Blue Angels will be flying later on this afternoon, and News Radio 92.3 will have that narration live this afternoon. Full Blue Angels air show coverage for you tomorrow on Saturday. But let's check in with PJ and see what the roads are looking like this hour.
Travis brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Casino Beach parking lot is full at Pensacola Beach. Fort Pickens Road is seeing quite a bit of congestion both directions as people are looking for parking. Also, Via de Luna seeing some heavy traffic both directions from Fort Pickens Road to Avenida 10. So just use caution while you're out there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ, and good luck to anybody looking for parking at this hour. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Milton, 80 right now in Gulf Breeze. Again, we'll have that Blue Angels narration at 2 o'clock today for that and full coverage tomorrow. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our financial update with Your Money Now.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. 7NI Holdings Company shares rose 3.6% after a Nikkei report said the 7-Eleven parent was nearing a deal to buy a stake in Polish convenience giant Żabka Group. The potential transaction underscores 7NI's strategy to expand its overseas convenience store business by entering the Eastern European market. Oil prices have jumped this morning by more than 2% after the U.S. and Iran stepped up attacks across the Gulf, with their broken truce limiting oil flows out of the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate at roughly $80 a barrel, Brent at $85. Dallas Federal Reserve President Lori Logan is pushing for modestly higher interest rates that she says are necessary to bring inflation back to the central bank's 2% target. The Federal Open Market Committee voter said that positive news this week on consumer and wholesale prices still was not good enough to signal real help for U.S. households. Futures are lower this morning. Dow futures down by more than 200 points. NASDAQ futures down by more than 500 points. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Never will I ever be tired of hearing that. Oh, my God. Captain Jeff Koos giving me a ride on the back of a Blue Angel jet for 40 minutes back in November of 2015, the year before he died. But when he was the seven, you know, that was just once in a lifetime. Anyway, yesterday I had a chance to go over to the base and talked with Stephanie Pugh, who was the key influencer. Played that for you earlier. Number six, Pilot, the opposing solo. Played that for you earlier. That's Major Scott Locks. He is a Marine. Several Marines on the team. It's very interesting. More Marines than I ever remember being on the team before. In the blue suits. They always have lots of Marines. They always have at least one Marine in the jets, and then of course Flat Albert pilots, or now Ernie, are Marine pilots. But talked also with Captain Brian. Adam Brian is the commanding officer of the flight leader, the number one pilot. Gilligan is his call sign, although when they're on the Blues, they don't really call them by their typical call signs. They just call them Boss. But here we go. This was the interview I did with him yesterday.
All right, I'll go first.
Sure.
Because if not,
he'll... Oh, and it was a kind of a group style. Like Madrina Siana was there and some other folks. And so you might hear some other voices besides mine.
All right, I'll go first.
Sure.
Because if not, he'll have like 12 questions.
That's been known to happen. Just a couple times.
I just wanted to say that with it being the 80th anniversary, what is it that you hope the locals and people watching from afar on this iconic Blue Angels weekend here on Pensacola, what do you hope the takeaway is?
You know, I want them to ensure that they see it, you know, a team of professionals day in and day out that are dedicated to our mission of showcasing the teamwork and professionalism of the United States Navy and Marine Corps. We have been doing this on this team for the past eight decades. So it's an honor for this team to represent, you know, our legacy and bring that forward. And represent all the people that came before us and take this team into our, you know, 81st year coming November.
Captain, congratulations. When was that?
So I was appointed a captain October 1st of last year.
Okay, so it has been almost a year. All right, fair enough. Looking forward to your now what, second beach air show?
Absolutely. You know, everyone asks me, you know, where my favorite place to perform is, and I certainly never lie to the media. I tell them coming here to Pensacola is my favorite place to perform.
You know, obviously you guys have gotten a lot of attention from yesterday, including from Pete Hegseth, who says keep flying flyovers. So talk a little bit about that incident and then what you do afterwards, if anything.
Yeah. So, you know, every flight we do, whether it goes incredibly well or we don't have the best flight, we look at it, we debrief it every day. During yesterday's circle and arrival maneuvers, one of our pilots found himself over the beach line, over a crowd in an unsafe situation. The safety of our flight demonstration, the safety of the crowd that goes out there and watches it every day is the utmost of what we do. We work day in and day out and very hard from the start of our training to ensure safety is paramount for everything. So we'll have a heavy review of what happened yesterday to ensure that, one, we don't put ourselves in unsafe situations again, and two, that we learn from it. And that's the most important thing that we do from anything that happens out there, is that we learn from the things that go on, and we make ourselves better every day.
You know, we saw the three jet up in the air earlier flying by himself. I think five was in it, though. At least that's what we heard. Any comment on that?
No comment on who's in the plane okay. out there.
For the Fair enough. So, you know, obviously it's a big event, the Pensacola Beach Air Show. It is the keynote event of the year. Yeah. Talk about what this means to the team, which is their first, a lot of them, this is their first one.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, for half our team of officers and about a third of our enlisted, this is their first Pensacola Beach Air Show. But for anybody that spent some time down here, whether it was in flight school or our maintenance personnel going through their initial training, they got to see the Pensacola Beach Air Show and how big it is. We consider this one of the biggest events that we do any given year. We kind of put bookmarks in what we do, whether it's our first show, our last show, and then certainly as we get halfway through the season. It's a place where we feel the energy from the crowd more than anywhere else, and we couldn't be more excited to perform here.
Interesting mix on the team this year. More females in the blue suits than I remember in the past. More Marines in the blue suits than I remember in the past.
Yeah, you know, we represent the breadth of the Navy and Marine Corps, and one of the best parts about this team is that it doesn't matter which part of the department you're from, you know, what gender you are. It matters how you perform every single day and the character you have as a person. And those two things set us apart from almost every other organization that's out there.
Fat Albert's in the shop for a little bit of body work, deep body work. Yeah. But you've got a loner here. How is that working out for the team?
It's been absolutely fantastic. We can't thank the Marine Corps enough for loading us this aircraft for the year. I always joke that our most important plane of the Blue Angels is not the jets behind you. It's our logistics platform or the C-130 that we're flying. We could not do this job. We could not do the shows across the country without the logistics capability of Fat Albert or what we now affectionately call Ernie out here.
Do you get to max her out, or is she playing the show at all, or not at all?
Unfortunately, no. We're preserving some life on her for the Marine Corps. However, when Bert resumes next year, we'll be back in the demo full time.
When you borrow your friend's car, you don't race in it.
You sure don't. No.
I just have one comment.
Well, maybe you do, but not they don't, which is the point. We'll come back to this in just a second. Just a couple more comments as well as I have some insight on this question of number three flying in the demo yesterday or not, and I'll give you that in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Blue Angels traffic brought to you by Batteries Plus, the experts in charge, locations in Pensacola and Pace. We're getting reports that the Casino Beach parking lot is full. That means you need to park elsewhere. Fort Pickens Road seemed heavy traffic all the way down to Sabine Drive. Via De Luna, looking heavy traffic both directions from Fort Pickens Road all the way to Avenida 10. US 98 through Gulf Breeze flowing smooth. Bob Sykes Toll Plaza, not looking to be any delays there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. By the way, just a couple of notes I failed to mention yesterday. It's the 83rd birthday of NES Whiting Field. Was yesterday as well. So we've got a lot of birthdays going on. You know, President Trump is 80. He's about 2 months younger than the Blue Angels. Or the Blue Angels are about 2 months older than President Trump, or maybe 3 months, something like that. It's real close. But yeah, they're in their 80th year right now, which is, you know, an amazing thing to be considering. But yeah, yesterday, 83rd birthday for NES Whiting Field. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth yesterday put out a note. He said that the flyovers will continue until morale improves, kind of a takeoff on the old line that, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves as a response to the criticism of the Blue Angels for that flyover, which, you know, was outside of parameters, was not according to their standards, and they do review on everything, as the boss said. And then the other one was Secretary of the Navy put out something yesterday where he also affirmed the Blue Angels and said, this is Hung Cao, acting Secretary of the Navy. Flight debrief complete. No reprimands, no firings, no problem. That's the sound of freedom. Semper Fi and Huya. I do have some thoughts about the number three. We'll get to that in just a second after we finish up the interview. Before that, if you're working on your home, doing a home improvement project, fixing something, or you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Jimmy and Martin and Mansfield and Susan, they do such a great job. And, you know, they will take care of you if you have questions, if you've not used them before, especially if you're a contractor and you're kind of curious, like, Andrew, you're always talking about them. Why are they so great? Well, don't ask me. Go ask them. I don't speak your language, but they do. They know the codes. They know the inspectors. They certainly know how to solve the problems that you're running into, and they can help you with it. Whether it's just supplying your stuff or giving you guidance and advice or making special orders because the architect comes up with a specified product that you need to make special, they do that stuff all the time. They have literally been helping people build, rebuild in Pensacola since 1851, 175 years. It's amazing. Check them out for yourself right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. All right, back to the interview that I was doing yesterday with boss, Captain Adam Bryan, call sign Gilligan, although people call him boss. He's the number one flight leader, the demonstration squadron commanding officer.
We can move on, irregardless of who was in number three. Would you tell them the entire Pensacola community is behind them, and we loved it, we welcome low passes.
We absolutely will. You know, we know, and that's one of the great things about this community. We know the support is here, day in and day out, and every single time we come back, whether it's on a Sunday night, whether it's any training flight here over Naval Air Station Pensacola or the beach, we know the community is behind us.
So what's it like, you know, I know you have a job to do when you're up in the air performing maneuvers, all the things, but what is it like seeing, you know, the emerald water, the white sand, and the people on the beach? You know, can you tell us what that looks like to you?
Yeah, you know, when I'm flying in for our first maneuver, which is called the head-on, especially in a place like here where I see thousands of boats, you almost can't see the sand because there's so many people. And then you do your first maneuver overhead, you have to pinch yourself a little bit. Then I get right back to flying because this job requires an intense amount of concentration from everyone that's doing it. And whether it's the people that are comm card out there or maintainers or the sales people flying the jets, we try to have ourselves in the moment, right? And then after it's done, we take a look outside and say that that was an incredibly cool thing that we got to do.
You've had some really interesting activities in the last year. Meanwhile, we're at almost war, depending on whom you ask, but you've had some amazing flyover opportunities this year and some places that have maybe never seen that. Talk a little about some of those favorites, preferred, what it was like being part of those events, including the 250.
Absolutely. You know, honored to do all these different types of events. So our team's job is to do flight demonstrations around the country, represent the Navy and Marine Corps, but we'll have the opportunity to showcase that, even in a joint fashion with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, such as in the UFC 250 event, or the nation's 250th celebration. It's an honor for us to do it. Some very iconic spots that we have gotten to fly over this year, to include up the Hudson River during Sail 250, over Washington, D.C., and certainly the Naval Academy graduation every year. We've also had the opportunity this year, which is unique. We have now done photo shoots and flown with four other flight demonstration teams through us from foreign countries. So it's been a very truly incredible year for our team.
Very important that you flew the center of the Super, and the Thunderbirds were following your lead, right?
Absolutely, sir. So we do this, we try to do it every year, and the senior jet demonstration team commander will typically take the lead of that, that being myself this year.
What were the other teams that you flew with? I feel ignorant.
Yeah, no problem. We flew with the Royal Canadian Air Force Snowbirds. Okay. Yeah. We flew with the...
But aren't they on stand down something? They're kind of
so
not...
this is their last year performing. They're going to transition to a new aircraft.
That's it.
We got to fly with the French Patrouille de France.
Okay.
And then we got to just recently fly with the Red Arrows from the UK Royal Air Force.
Very good.
So...
thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. And, you know, I thought the way he answered the question about number three and the low pass was just a little bit different. There was a little bit more detail in his answer that he gave to Channel 3. So I'm going to give you their version of that interview. The way it worked was we're kind of doing round robin and we rotated around people, which was a great format. It was actually kind of the best format that they've ever used for their interviews. But Channel 3, he said mostly the same thing, but he said it just a little bit different for Channel 3.
Take a heavy look, and we've been taking a heavy look at yesterday to ensure that we are doing things first and foremost safe. The pilot found himself, unfortunately, in a situation that we would deem unsafe over the beach. We never intend to fly over the crowd that low, and we'll heavily debrief it, ensure that, one, we continue on with safe flight demonstrations, and then we learn from those different things that happened for this team.
And that's exactly right. But his concession or, you know, acknowledgement that it was unsafe, out of position, too low, which is true. Okay, it is true. We love it. The crowd loved it. Everybody's enthusiastic. It's made all kinds of national news, and it was one of the best recruiting moments, I would think, for the Blue Angels, frankly, ever, which I talk about in the Transgressions Memorial Service. You'll find that entertaining at 8:20. But it's also, you know, it's out of protocol. They're not going to do that again, at least not on purpose. Now, it did happen several years ago. There was another similar incident on Pensacola Beach several years ago. But that's a good note. I mean, you know, as somebody has said, the rules of engagement the standards that they fly by are, you know, written in blood because people have died when people violate these standards. And, you know, things could have gone horribly wrong. They did not. And it's important to note that they did not. But, you know, when things have gone wrong, it was exciting up until the point where it went all wrong. And, I mean, that's just, it's worth noting that. But, of course, with cover from the Pentagon, both of Secretary of the Navy and from Pete Hegseth, and, of course, all the fans, and the fact that, you know, nobody really did get hurt, it's more of a learning opportunity than anything else. As far as number three flying, I was not at the show yesterday. I did not see them perform, but I have been told that five jets flew, that number three did not fly. A couple of things to keep in mind. Always, you know me, I'm always wanting to, like, don't jump to any conclusions. Here's a couple of facts worth knowing. First of all, the pilots don't always fly in the jet that's numbered for them. Now, if you can trust that it is the pilot is in the right position, but the jet may be the wrong number because they swap jets all the time, and they may not have had a chance to swap out the decal, basically, the big vinyl sticker. And in fact, when we were at the base yesterday, we saw a number three jet taxi and take off on its own, which is a little bit unusual, and fly a couple of, you know, straight line passes basically at high altitude, didn't do anything exciting, and then came back and landed. You heard me ask him about that, and he didn't want to comment too much on that. That's fine. It's his prerogative. He's a commanding officer. But there were also two other number three jets on the tarmac. There were three jets out there. So you don't know what the reason is. You don't want to assume anything. If they have trouble in a plane, you know, they might land and take off again in one of the others and rejoin. I don't know. I don't have any answer for you about why that one wasn't there. And unless I'm watching the show, I wouldn't be able to tell you who exactly was missing from whatever formation. So I would be very surprised. I'll just tell you, personal opinion, okay? I'd be very surprised to find out that a jet not flying yesterday had anything to do with what took place on Wednesday. That would surprise me. But, you know, I don't know for a fact. I'm just supposing. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you need to work on your benefits for your employees, or you just want somebody outside to take a look at what you're doing and see if there's maybe a better way to do it, whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll, all that kind of stuff. I know if you're a business owner, you don't love that stuff. It's red tape. It's stuff you kind of gives you a pit in your stomach maybe to think about because it's just like, that's not fun. Torgerson Consulting, it's fun for them. The way you think about the stuff you do that you enjoy, that you're good at, that's how they think about that. And I know Reed really well. He's been doing our benefits here at News Radio in Cat Country for 5 years. They do great at it. They gave us choices we didn't have. They gave us access to plans we didn't have, better prices than we had. And my favorite part, my wife's favorite part, who's a very detail-oriented person, is they always answer questions in a very detail-oriented way. So they have been outstanding. They've been doing this for 25 years here locally, helping businesses figure out their benefits and payroll and HR. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Blue Angels traffic brought to you by Houndstown, Pensacola, where they do it for the dogs. The Casino Beach parking lot is full at this hour. That means people are looking for parking elsewhere. For Pickens Road traffic, heavy all the way down to Sabine Drive. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays. Via de Luna, just seeing some light traffic past the Casino Beach parking lot. And US 98 through Gulf Breeze, looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Just one quick note. We got a good text in here. It's exactly right. Somebody says, I've been at the base watching a practice where the Blue Angels had 2-3 jets and 2-5 jets. Yeah. You can't assume too much based on the number that you see on the tail of these planes. And so I'm just saying, I don't know, but just be cautious about inferring anything until you actually get good information about it.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
I feel the need for speed. Ow!
Good morning, 7:59 here on Blue Angels Weekend. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to Julio Diaz about the movies coming out this weekend, including The Odyssey. Transgressive Memorial Service celebrates the fine manipulative reporting of David Muir and ABC. That'll be coming up at 8:20.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923.